Ours to Protect. Brought to you by Clare FM, the IBI, and funded by Cumasna Man with the television licence fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more info.
Welcome to another episode of Ours to Protect on Clare FM. We heard last week about Biorbic, a national collaboration of researchers focused on the development of a sustainable circular bioeconomy. However, despite how important the bioeconomy is to our future, most people haven't heard of it. Biorbic is running a national campaign to raise awareness by touring Ireland with their mobile exhibit, the Biobus, which visited Ennis recently. Executive Director Derek O'Brien explains what the Biobus is all about.
So the Biobus is a mobile exhibit. We're touring around the country to raise awareness of the bioeconomy. One of the biggest challenges we have right now is that most people aren't familiar with the bioeconomy. There's a lot of work going on in the universities. There's a lot of policy work happening. There's a lot of industry, more and more industries coming on board. But at an individual, at a citizen and a consumer level, there isn't all that much awareness of the bioeconomy. So recognising that, what we wanted to do was to tour around the country and bring the bioeconomy to people, I suppose, bring it into towns, into communities all around Ireland. We're inviting people on board. We've kitted out the inside of the bus like a family home, and really what we're highlighting is it's an interactive exhibit to highlight the extent to which petrochemicals and oil are all around us, not just in fuel, but in plastics, paint on your walls, your clothes. Almost, if you look around your house, almost everything will have some element of petrochemical in it. And then we're also working with a lot of Irish companies who are working in the bioeconomy and are producing bio-based products already. So we're highlighting those and highlighting that alternatives do exist.
Before we talk more about what's in the Biobus, someone is going to ask, is the Biobus run on diesel or petrol or what?
No, it's not. It's obviously that was a key thing for us. So it's run on biodiesel. So we're working with a company called Certa. It's an Irish company, and they're providing biodiesel to us. It's essentially vegetable oil, and they have a process for making it. It can actually run. There's no special modifications needed to be made to the bus. It can directly replace regular diesel in a bus. So biodiesel, sustainable.
Someone coming on board then for the first time, having a look around at what is a family home layout with your bathroom, your shower area, your kitchen as well. What is that? Can they see, and what do you show them when they do come in here?
Sure. Well, the idea when people come on board, as I said, it's we've kind of modelled a family home. It's quite a small family home. Probably costs a lot to rent in Ireland today. But we challenge anybody who comes on board to look around and see if they can find what does and what doesn't have petrochemicals on board. And I think you'd be surprised. There's interactive buttons that you can press, and essentially you'd be surprised. Almost virtually everything in here in this house has petrochemicals in it, and that's really what we wanted to show, to make people aware to the extent that it is pervasive in our lives.
And are people, Derek, surprised by how much in their home is petrochemical based?
Yeah, very surprised. Yeah, because I suppose, you know, you're living your life and you don't really think about it. You're kind of conscious. Everybody's conscious. You know, you hear on the news every day, okay, climate change is happening and fossil resources are unsustainable. But people are really, really surprised when they think about, when they look at, for example, even the walls here. They're painted, and the paint is petrochemical based. We have bed sheets, pillows, shower curtain there as well. They're all made from plastic and they all have petrochemicals. So I suppose it's an awakening, I suppose, rather than people being surprised. I suppose when you point out, people say, okay, of course, I when I think about it, I can see that. And really, that's what we just want to do, is to get people to kind of look around them and to see, wow, it really is everywhere. Now, and then the second part of the bus then is the bio-based products that I mentioned. So we show that there are alternatives. So we have, for example, we're supporting Irish companies, I think, that are doing this. So there's a number of companies. For example, we have a company in Galway, Dooley's, who are making pillows. So they use animal hairs in their pillows rather than wool from sheep instead of polyester, for example. Another thing, we work with a lot of dairy companies. This will be another example of the bioeconomy. So think about what dairy companies do in making cheese, for example. So you produce the milk, and then when you're making cheese, you separate out, and whey was a waste product, which was traditionally thrown away. But in fact, whey, as we all know now, is a very valuable product for the health and fitness industry.
Growing crops often requires artificial fertilizer, which comes from petrochemicals.
Do you get the impression, Derek, when people leave here, that they have learned something and they may do something to take what you're telling them on board in their own home?
Yeah, absolutely. Really, what we want to do is have a conversation with people. We're not expecting people to have a light bulb moment in the bus. Really, what we want to do is to flag that the bioeconomy exists, to raise awareness of the bioeconomy. And really, what we would like is, you know, as many people to come on board. We've had a lot of school children coming on board as well, primary school, secondary school. I think with the school kids, there's a big opportunity with school kids. Like, the more they're aware, and I think they are conscious of sustainability, and if they're aware of the bioeconomy, I think they might do things in the future. But also, there are other people coming on board. They might have a business idea and they said, oh, I don't know what to do with that. They might know that there's other people working in the bioeconomy. There might be some people in the universities they might contact with. They can contact us in Biorbic. And some people as well, you know, really what we want to do is inform people so that they can make better choices for themselves.
That was Derek O'Brien, Executive Director of Biorbic. Details on the BioBus's ongoing nationwide tour can be found at biorbic.com/BioBus. We'll be back next week with another episode of Ours to Protect.